the first secret ingredient for all of our projects is having that story come from the farmer's mouth. It has such a greater impact. I could tell a farmer's story on their behalf, but it is more likely to change a young person's life, their behaviours, what they buy, what they shop, what they cook, when it comes straight from their mouth. We also, with all of our projects, we try and get people out on farm to experience food or just cooking food. 18 to 35 is where you start shopping for the first time, you start cooking for yourself for the first time, and you haven't always had experiences like being on a farm, like picking something, like growing something yourself. And that experience of getting your hands dirty can fundamentally change the way you look at food.
When you've been working with farmers, an interesting thing I've heard you speak about before is about occasionally farmers can have a blind spot in terms of telling their story and understanding the passion that's there.
Yeah, we did this project last year called Beef Jam, where we took 8 people from the city, from cities across the eastern seaboard, and 7 young producers, feedlot managers, people from across the beef supply chain. And the whole time the farmers were saying, well, you know, I'm a beef producer. You should really care about my steak, and I care about steak. Why don't you care about my steak or my mince or whatever it is that I'm growing? And then we'd say to them, oh, well, do you think about your broccoli in the same way? Do you think about the potatoes you eat with your steak in the same way? And they go, oh, well, no. And that's exactly the point we're making. Often producers are asking consumers to think deeply and intimately about the food that they produce, but they don't apply it to the other things that they eat themselves.
Now, you work with a lot of young people, engaging them with food. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from young consumers and what they want in terms of the message and the information that they want to hear from agriculture and from farmers?
We hear a lot of young people seeing and hearing and reading things from overseas and thinking that's how we produce food in Australia. So a lot of the time we're busting a lot of myths.
Give me an example.
The way cows are reared in Australia is different to how they're reared in America. You see a lot of, you watch movies like Food Inc. or documentaries like Food Inc. and you see the large-scale meat production in America. And here, most animals, 90%, they live their life eating grass, not, you know, locked up in these feedlots that you see, you know, this dark imagery. A lot of young people, they see imagery around animals or large-scale horticulture, and it can be shocking at first, and then when they dig a little deeper, they realise that there might be some exaggeration. It's not as negative as it is sometimes made out to be.
I'm interested in where that responsibility lies. Is it on farmers to sell their story, or is it on consumers to demand more from information from about their food?
Both, I think. Our projects have had real resonance and been really successful because it's young people talking to other young people. I don't want to hear my parents tell me, you know, don't eat this or do eat that, or come and hear about this farmer's story. But when my friend tells me, oh, hey, I'm going to the farmer's market, oh, because I met this farmer last week and I really wanted to try some of the other potatoes that he had purple potatoes. I've never even tried a purple potato. When your friend invites you to do that, they're more likely to take it on board and get behind it. But I do feel that producers are great at telling their story and need to tell it more and more often and not be scared of consumers telling them they're doing it wrong. Or it's such a sensitive topic though, Josh.
So it's a movement that's really sprung up in capital cities. What do you make of that? That's where it started, and that link to regional areas where most of the food is grown.
The two main ways that any person can exert a sustainable life is through food and fashion or clothing, consumable items. Food is such an easy thing to talk about, so it's no surprise that people in cities are talking about food and then making the connection beyond just the meal that I'm eating to how is that meal supporting a good environment for Australia, and whose livelihood am I also supporting with that meal? And the power of young people to engage their friends in this is such an untapped resource. A lot of people think Gen Y, or they don't care, they're indifferent about the world, all they want to do is take selfies all the time. But what we experience is the complete opposite. And a lot of research shows that young people give more than even retired people to, you know, social and environmental causes. So we're really happy to tap into that.